Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. Joining me in the studio now is Jakari Jackson. And I want to get his feedback, especially on this magic school bus propaganda, because you're just right.
I was a child. I grew up with the magic school bus. I very much enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Miss Frizzle and the rest of the crew. And just to see that piece, College Humor, you know, I like some of the stuff they put out, but they also put out, you know, these kind of propaganda pieces. And I didn't get to see the full video, but the clip I saw, I severely doubt they're going to talk about when the vaccines kill the kids in Syria.
That's the World Health
Organization going out there and giving the kids the bad vaccines. I seriously doubt that's going to make it in there. I doubt they're going to talk about Ronald Reagan passing the law saying that you can't sue the vaccine manufacturers. I doubt it's going to be in there. I mean, they could surprise me, but I don't think so.
And they're not going to talk about the cases where you've got 99.5% of the people vaccinated, yet they still get the disease. We've had a lot of different cases that show that herd immunity does not work.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't work for the individual, it's not going to work for the herd. Okay,
right.
And that's what the people need to understand. It comes down to the effectiveness of it, but it also comes down to the fact that they're giving them legal immunity. You should be very concerned about anything that major corporations are pushing to force you to take and that they have absolutely no liability for. That's a pattern that we're seeing now.
Because you always hear the stories about, you know, somebody goes to a restaurant and a whole bunch of people get sick. You know, then they go investigate it and they go have sanctions against the restaurant or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to your vaccines, that doesn't exist.
That's right.
And the thing about it is, like, if you're eating something, you can stop eating it. If the vaccine's in your body, it's in there.
Yeah.
And it's going to do whatever it's going to do.
That's right. They don't want to inform you what the risks are, because it's like this abortion ad where they say, it's abortion. Yeah, we do that. And, you know, the other thing that they do is they increasingly, as I pointed out yesterday, all of this trans-Pacific partnership and transatlantic partnership, these so-called trade agreements, they're all about holding a gun to your head and forcing you to do things that you don't want. Holding a gun to the head of countries that have outlawed genetically modified organisms because they have concerns about them. They want to see what the long-term effects are, or they've already seen effects that they don't want to allow into their country. So this is about holding a gun to the heads of those people and saying, no, you're going to buy the product from this corporation whether you like it or not.
Yeah, that's what we see, because people always talk about, you know, I want freedom to do this, I want freedom to do that, but then they're being forced to do stuff by the government, and they don't really have a big issue about that.
Yes, yes. And I would also point out that this article that just came out, this is pretty amazing. Someone sent this to me. Cuba to export cancer vaccines to the U.S., and the New York governor confirms this. They say they're going to import a therapeutic vaccine against lung cancer that's been developed in Cuba. It is going to go to the Roswell Park Cancer Institute of New York. She says, signing this agreement means we can immerse ourselves in clinical trials when we return to New York. So everything is a vaccine. And again, that comes back to the vaccine court. You know, if they were to give you a pill and it was to do harm, then they would have legal exposure. If they were to give you an antibiotic, the same thing. Any other kind of medication or surgery, they would have some legal exposure. But if it's a vaccine,
it's the sacred cow. You know, it's the thing that you cannot touch. Because you see these guys, the late night guys, they like to make fun of the vaccine parents and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But even though, and it's always the argument, if vaccines are harmful in any way, why aren't people on TV talking about it? Well, besides the fact your big major networks have pharmaceutical ads in every single commercial break,
yes.
You do see people. Piers Morgan got sick from a vaccine. The young lady on Katie Couric, you know, she got sick from the vaccine. And, you know, while the girl's sitting there, you know, having all these health defects, you know, there's the doctor sitting right next to her. Well, this effects are very rare, and they're usually pretty moderate. The girl's about to fall over and die right next to her.
Yeah.
But they're trying to tell you that it rarely happens.
Well, I think it just doesn't pass a sniff test. You know, when you look at the legal immunity, it's very much like these trade agreements, just like Elizabeth Warren was saying, why won't they tell you what's in it? You know, why won't they tell you what's in the trade agreement? Why won't they let you have labels that show if it's got genetically modified organisms?
And then
in your
the
food?
Whole argument, David, saying that if we label these things, it's going to cost these companies all this money. It's going to raise your price of food. Every time they have a big football game, the big summer blockbuster is about to come out, they change the packaging on the food anyway.
They just add,
this contains GMO or whatever the label has to say.
That doesn't cost them anything to do that. It's a bogus argument, and we ought to all just stop when they're going to take away our informed consent, when they're going to take away our right to come after them and get compensation if it does harm for their product. When we see these negotiations being done in secret, all of that stuff should be a giant red flag, and we should just pull back and say, if that's the way it's going to go down, it isn't going to go down. We ought to just stop at that point. And, of course, we have talked over and over again about the various aspects and case histories of these vaccines. But it ought to stop at the surface level is really where it ought to stop.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.